Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Invited to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. 603-283-6160. On the way here tonight, actually, the two of you had stories, you didn't know this, but you had stories about Germany independently of one another. One of them is that a German, major German newspaper has apologized for its coronavirus coverage, I think.
Yep, specifically to children.
And Bonnie's got that story. Chris, you have a story that Germany's talking about banning, the government gang there,
yeah,
is talking about banning the chat app Telegram. So we can get into those stories as well. Also, in other international-related headlines, I've been holding on to this one for, I don't know, about a week. From Vice News, headline, cryptocurrency investors try to turn private islands into blockchain utopias, which made me think of our co-host Mark Edge, as he's been flying here and hither and thither around the world trying to find some perfect place, usually looking at islands to build some sort of Kingdom of Mark or whatever. I don't know if he's going to be advertising it as a blockchain utopia, but I remember it was early 2021 he had flown down to, it was 2020. It was right before COVID that he'd flown down to Saipan to join the crypto frontier. And that was a project to attract crypto people to the islands of Saipan, which is part of the United States, down in the Asian Pacific.
Is that the same as Mariana Islands?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct. Saipan is the capital. I guess I should have been clear. The Northern Mariana Islands, to
yeah,
be specific.
Sorry. Yeah, that's correct. It's the northern, not...
I think Guam is the southern one, or maybe it's the
most... It's nearby. I don't know
Guam's
if it's...
in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's that area of the world, and Mark had gone down there to be a part of that. And what I've heard through the rumor mill now is that the founder of the crypto frontier has called it quits, and he has decided to go elsewhere. So
yeah,
that one's kind of fallen apart a little bit.
It doesn't surprise me. As I understand it, things were not as they were presented originally.
When you say things were not?
Certain tax-related issues, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, even though there's no federal income tax, there is a federal tax for the Mariana Islands, I guess, or something to that effect. So even though you're not paying it to the U.S. federal government...
Oh, the Mariana Islands takes it.
Yeah, the Mariana Islands basically takes it.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
At least from a tax perspective, it wasn't quite as good as originally believed.
I guess the idea there was that at least if you're giving the money to the Mariana Islands, you know it's not going to bomb people in the Middle East, so
and
it's
I think
less offensive.
Absolutely, that argument is still a strong argument. It's just not quite as good if you're trying to attract people who are trying to avoid taxes.
Sure.
If your main audience is crypto people as opposed to liberty people, which it was, that may not work out so well.
One thing that made Mariana Islands sound unappealing to me was that you can't have guns there. And that's the same with Mark's project idea. He wants to have no guns there, and I don't really get that.
Mark doesn't want to allow guns on his project?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Are we talking about the most recent one in...
Itala, Honduras.
Yeah. That seems kind of weird, too, because from a security perspective, you
would need them.
Want guns. And if I'm not mistaken, that part of the autonomous zones requires you to have security, your own security. So that... I'm not quite sure I understand, that
I think
logically.
The plan would be that they would hire security and, like, it'd be like there'd be some, not a police force, but security
private
there.
Private security.
Yeah, but I mean, people couldn't just have their own guns.
I mean, that's certainly one way to do it, but it still seems contradictory to me.
Yeah, you're not going to attract many libertarians.
Yeah, standpoint.
Libertarians want to have their own guns. They don't want to rely on somebody else to protect them.
It's not even just security. It's also a, you know, it's a sport, right? And there's a lot of libertarians who like to shoot guns, you know? So
now, I would presume that one reason might be because it's illegal. I'm just going to guess. A lot of the, you know, the countries that are not the United States, it's either illegal completely to have a gun privately, or it's very, very difficult to have a gun privately in places like, you know, Mexico or Central America. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't break those laws left and right. We had some gentlemen here visiting from Mexico a few weeks back, and, you know, of course, you're in New Hampshire. You start talking about guns, right? It happens at some point. And, of course, Matt, our neighbor, is really into them. So he was chatting with these guys, and one of the guys said, yeah, he does have a gun, but it might not be legal for him to have it. So maybe that's what – I mean, again, I haven't spoken with Mark, but maybe that's what he's concerned about. Maybe he's worried that –
No, you know, the way Mark presented it to me was just, I don't need a bunch of people on my island with guns, and I don't get that because – more people with guns, the safer it should be.
Yeah, that's very strange.
I can maybe see something like that, you know, being like an option, like especially if you had a, I don't know, a part of you, I don't know, like maybe you had couple of condos, maybe one of the condos would be no guns or something like that. Like, I could kind of see that if some people are not comfortable with guns, but still be liberty-minded people just because they don't want to have a gun themselves or be around people who have guns. It doesn't necessarily mean they don't want other people to have guns. So,
well, I guess we'll see how that pans out. I imagine from what I understand,
doesn't seem like a good move, though, to me.
Yeah, from what I understand, he plans to market this thing to crypto and libertarian people, so, I mean, as soon as they find out no guns, it's going to cut his potential audience way down.
Even for people who are libertarian and not big gun enthusiasts, it's gonna be like something's not right here, you know, that doesn't pass the sniff test.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know Mark. We may be able to say for sure that Mark would never become a tyrant towards us, but people don't know Mark. How are they just gonna trust that Mark will never become Tyrant King Mark in Utila?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll certainly keep our eyes on that one. But as of right now, that's from what I understand, still in the early, you know, thought kind of development stages. Maybe some of these other projects are moved along a little bit further. I mean, we've heard about El Salvador, which is, of course, the first state on the planet to start accepting Bitcoin as legal tender, and that happened back in September of 2021, and they've since been talking about offering up a bond that people could purchase with cryptocurrency or with cash that would then be used to fund what's called the Bitcoin City. Now, it's not going to be an island per se, but it is indeed something that's going to be targeted at Bitcoin people with the idea of, hey, come here, we're going to abolish most taxes, although I believe they're still going to have a value, so-called value-added tax, but their, you know, capital gains, that won't be present, they say. Income tax won't be present, they claim. You know, again, you can't trust governments as far as you can throw them. But nonetheless, it's an interesting proposal. But according to Vice magazine, as long as cryptocurrencies have existed, libertarians have dreamed of using them to create communities, seasteads, and cities free from the prying eyes of the state and its tax collectors. We've seen crypto-inspired attempts to claim disputed lands as tax havens, use UFOs and fireworks to christen a new tax-free Bitcoin town, build cities with decentralized autonomous organizations, and establish communities inside of U.S. colonies to avoid taxes. But now there's a wave of attempts to buy entire islands and build the next crypto paradise. The first one to look at is Cryptoland, founded by Max Oliver and Helena Lopez, who reportedly have a checkered history, with a Spanish YouTuber community mired in allegations of doxing and the resulting boycott of an award show linked to the pair. Cryptoland burrowed into the public's mind when its unlisted 18-minute animated sales pitch was found on YouTube in December. It features three sections littered with bombastic rhetoric about what is to come, a manifesto of sorts, a memorial to BitConnect, arguably the most famous or infamous scam in Bitcoin history.
A memorial?
And promises to, quote, make crypto enrich a harmonious coexistence with the world energy of its surroundings. That's some highfalutin language, and I'm not really sure what it means. But since going viral, Cryptoland has taken down its unlisted sales pitch, but a shorter public version is still available to behold. The first section is a minute-long introduction to CryptoLand as a, quote, paradise made by crypto enthusiasts for crypto enthusiasts. Its three proposed main areas, CryptoLand Bay, House of DAO, which stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization, and the Blockchain Hills. The Bay can at best be thought of as a massive theme park for any and every meme that has ever existed related to crypto. The video promises it'll include a beach, resort, working hub, and more. Now, Chris, I think you mentioned off the air that you've heard of this thing.
Yeah, I have.
What are your impressions of it?
It sounds like a scam. It smells like a scam. Sounds like a scam. It probably is a scam.
All right. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment so you can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio here tonight. We're talking about these proposed crypto island projects, and one of them is called Cryptoland. And you've actually looked into this, Chris. This is the first, personally, that I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But apparently it just leaked out. I guess a video got leaked on YouTube sometime in December, so it's fairly recent that this has come
super
awareness. But you took a look into it, and your belief is this thing's a potential scam. We're going to get into that coming up here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And we are raising funds for Give Directly. Now, this definitely is not a scam. Give Directly has been helping people in Africa, and people who really need assistance, people who are in dire poverty kind of situations. They, over the last decade, have delivered over $400 million to over a million people in places like Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, which is who we're raising money for right now. Research shows that giving cash directly to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows the individual to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you think that's a good plan, we agree. That's why we're matching your contributions to Give Directly up to $30,000 in total. So if you want to help out, go to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. We'll get back into this crypto island situation in moments. But first, Robert is on the line in Massachusetts. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm calling. I just had a question about Bitcoin. I was wondering, what's your opinion on the best way to buy Bitcoin right now? I've been looking at like a few different ways, and it seems like a lot of them you have to use an ID. But I know, like with ones like Monero, you don't need that.
I could probably answer this one. So the best way to buy crypto is in person, if you can. Sometimes you can do that at things like crypto meetups, depending on where you are. I know in Keene, New Hampshire, you know, people are frequently coming out to crypto meetups to buy and sell cryptocurrency if you, in person.
I believe there's the Manchester is going to have their 500th crypto meetup. Like, they're celebrating 10 years of weekly crypto meetups. They claim it's the most, I guess, the longest running regular crypto meetup on the planet. That's a pretty big claim, but they're celebrating that. I think it's like an invitation, or not invitation, but it's a ticketed event. Normally they're not ticketed. Normally you just show up and, you know, hang out with people. But I expect there's going to be a lot of people at that particular event. So if you're looking to make a crypto purchase in real life, that might be a good place to go do it.
Yeah, I mean, basically find out where the crypto people are, because it's not hard. It's like making change for most crypto people. So
unless, of course, you're looking to buy a large amount of cryptocurrency. I mean, the larger the amount, the more difficult.
It could be more difficult. Yeah.
It gets to be. What were you considering?
I'm just trying to get started in it, and like, since it's at a low price, I figure like it's a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
So just looking at like the easiest avenue to start getting into it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not too worried about, you know, being on the radar, so to speak, there are certainly other places you can get it that are probably easier. But oftentimes,
they all want to know who you are.
Yeah, they often want to know your name and your address and your photo ID and things like that.
And they'll take a larger fee.
They'll take a small fee, generally.
I'm saying larger than if you met somebody in person, probably. But I guess
that's probably true.
Depends.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere around 5% in person, usually. And, you know, an online exchange, you know, one of the big ones might be 1%.
Well, it depends, though. If you're buying it from another person, they may be in a hurry. If they are, if they need cash.
0 to 5%.
They might charge you 0%. If they're really desperate, they might actually take a slight, you know, discount.
I've seen that. It does happen.
So you never know. You just have to ask around. And if you ask a group of people, then you usually get the best price, because there might be more than one person who's willing to sell in that group. And then you get a kind of a bidding war to say who's going to sell you at the cheapest price.
There's something called Edge Wallet, and you can actually buy through Edge Wallet, too. They've got a number of exchanges, and that might be one way to do it.
They're still going
to
want ID.
I do believe you're right. They're going to want ID. It's not too terribly difficult. And the Edge Wallet itself is fairly easy to use, so it might be a good starting place just to try it out. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for like acquiring any large amounts of crypto,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, just checking it out, that might be the way to go.
Okay. Yeah.
right, and you said the meetups, is that like on the Free State calendar?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah, there should be multiple meetups on the Free State Project calendar.
Calendar.shiresociety.com should take you right to that if you don't already have quick access to it. But yeah, you should be able to find multiple crypto meetups there.
Okay, cool. So that's what you'd recommend?
I think that's the best way. I mean, it's the way to get plugged into the Liberty crypto community here, and certainly a good way to possibly, you know, buy or sell.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, any Liberty event in New Hampshire, you're going to have a lot of crypto people at, so you don't even necessarily have to go to a crypto-specific event.
That's true as well. Good point.
Okay.
Robert, anything else?
Cool. No, that answers my question. Thanks a lot.
Good luck, and thanks for the call tonight. There are a couple of other options. I don't know how many of the crypto vending machines out there have a super low tier where you don't have to show ID. I think a lot of them still require a phone number.
Yeah.
But I think it's like after a certain amount, they want you to show ID. So if you go to coinatmradar.com, that'll show you crypto vending machines that are nearby to your location. There actually like are thousands of these in the United States. So there's quite a bit. Look at more than one of them because they all have different rules. Some of them might require ID at $1,000. Others might require ID at $1,500. Others might require it the whole time. Some of them might charge you 20%, others might charge 10%.
Can be high.
So you're going to pay a lot through that means. And then, of course, there is localbitcoins.com, which is full of scam artists, so you do have to be careful. But generally, if you buy from a reliable seller there, like somebody who's got a rating, then you're not going to be buying from a scam artist. So I think your risk is fairly low in that particular way.
You know what I recommend people do usually is just buy a little bit of crypto at first, mm-hmm. and then, you know, increase that over time,
right?
You know, and then just keep using the same person if they're, you know, actually doing what they say.
And local bitcoins, some of them may actually ask you for ID because a lot of them, you know, are still being compliant with government regulations or whatever. But in that case, it's only that person that has that that information. It's not like you're giving it to some mega corporation like Coinbase or something like that. So that's one of the less offensive, more, I would say, private ways of buying Bitcoin is through local Bitcoins. But just make sure that you're only using sellers that actually have like a solid rating. You don't want to use somebody that's got one sale under their belt because the seller could be a scam artist if they don't have a solid rating. So just keep that in mind with that site. So we're talking about CryptoLand, which is one of these cryptocurrency island projects. We were just watching this ridiculously silly video. There's this computer animated pitch video that they came up with. It's about 10 minutes in length. And it's, you know, just this guy arriving at this fantasy island, basically, for crypto users and being taken on a tour by an anthropomorphic Bitcoin with hands and feet. And, you know,
Mr. Bitcoin's in it?
Kind of, yeah.
Mr. Bitcoin isn't as cringy as this.
Yeah, this is pretty cringy. As they say here in the Vice article, it is just loaded with memes and pretty ridiculous. But your belief, Chris, is that this thing may actually be a straight-up scam. You say that these people who are selling these parcels on this island don't even own the island that they're selling.
Yeah, so that's what I have heard from people who have looked into it further and contacted the people who are actually selling the island.
Yeah.
So if the island isn't actually been sold and it's now up for sale again, that means they don't own it.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The black nationalist accused of driving through a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in a court where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted of any homicide charges. A snowstorm is already impacting parts of the country. Snow falling in cities like Minneapolis as the system moves through the region. Parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are under a winter storm warning, as some areas could see up to a foot of snow. That storm on Saturday expected to bring snow and freezing rain to Georgia and the Carolinas. USA Radio News. Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions. We're going to improve the condition of our bridges. It's going to give peace of mind to everyone on our roads, as well as those who are being driven.
Americans set a new record for shopping over the holiday season. The National Retail Federation saying holiday sales in the United States totaled $886.7 billion. The increase was particularly notable in November and December. USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about these proposed cryptocurrency islands where wealthy crypto people, I presume, will be buying, if they're snookered into this thing, parcels on what is allegedly a privately owned island. But who really owns the thing? Well, Chris did some digging, and according to Chris, the people who are promoting this project don't actually own the island. So
that is my understanding.
What are you buying?
That is third-party info, yeah. But yeah, I didn't personally contact the sellers, but the island basically was up for sale. There was somebody interested in it, apparently, and then they backed out, and it's up for sale again.
So it sounds like these people
didn't go through.
If they're not scammers,
yeah,
then it sounds like they don't have enough money to buy the island, and they're trying to raise the money to buy the island.
That might be that's a possibility. If it's not an outright scam, it's very, like I said, it's very, it smells like a scam. Can't say it is a scam, but it's all of the
buyers beware.
Yeah, there's a lot of misleading information, let's put it that way, about what the situation is, and
definitely buyer beware. If you want some good information about cryptocurrency, get over to Bitcoin.com. That's where you can click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're just getting into it, like our last caller, just learning about crypto, learning about, you know, Bitcoin, how do you get some of it? Well, you can actually buy it through Bitcoin.com. They have an easy app there on the front page that allow you to buy Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and actually a bunch of other cryptos. It used to just be Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Now they got a bunch of them that you can get there over at Bitcoin.com. You can click Get Started at the top to learn about the basics of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. You do need to learn a little bit. There's a bit of a learning curve. You should understand some of the new ideas that are coming to fruition because of Bitcoin and why is it changing the face of finance. You can do all of that over at Bitcoin.com. And if you're not new to crypto, get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. So we're sharing a Vice story here about these cryptocurrency islands. One of them is Cryptoland. We've been.
Where is it again?
Actually, I don't know. Do you know, Chris? Did you ever find out?
I don't think you mentioned, did you?
Oh, I did.
They don't say it here.
Is it Indonesia? I think it might be Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
Well, they have Komodo dragons, so count me out. Or Komodo dragons.
Oh, lizards, you mean? Like big
lizards?
Yeah,
those huge lizards.
Eat
dogs and babies.
So the video is 10 minutes long, and it's all animated. They don't have any actual, like, photographs or, you know, any buildings or there's nothing, right? Like,
yeah.
It's just a sales pitch. And it's, as they describe it here, it's best described as an unhinged fever dream driven by a talking Bitcoin tour guide, a miserable amount of crypto jokes every step of the way, a strange dance number, and more. It's a full-on suffocation by blockchain meme. The toilets on the island are called S-Coin, and the toilet paper is made of dollar bills and labeled white paper with three R's, which for the blissfully uninitiated is a tortured play on the term white paper, and the stimulus meme, money printer go burr. So they're just literally combining memes together for jokes here. It's hard to also overstate how important the creators of Cryptoland see this widely mocked video as being to their mission. One of them says in the video, quote, "We quickly realized it was practically impossible to convey this all with a PDF or something because it's so abstract. You have to see it rather than read it, like the Lambos, the BitConnect scam memorial, the CryptoKitties, things we know people will get it if they see it. So after a lot of brainstorming, we came up with the idea of creating a 3D animated video. The film had to be awesome but also very accurate at the same time because we must be sure we can deliver," unquote.
The film.
As the next, and the animation is, you know, it's like something you'd see on a lower budget movie or something. It's not bad.
It's just
looks
like
nice.
People that say film instead of video.
There's a certain part of it that says something. They say something about Pixar. They spent a year with Pixar developers or something.
Really?
And well, that's not what happened clearly. but. Yeah, and it was very, very quickly said in there, I guess. And but it's kind of funny because they're like actually ripping off other people's content within the video.
Are they really?
Yeah. So, yes, it's pretty cringy.
As the Next Web pointed out in its dive into the island, and Wikipedia editor Molly White in a Twitter thread sharing her research into the project, there are a few problems that stick out even beyond Cryptoland's wild marketing video. Take the fact that the island mentioned in its, quote, why paper, unquote, an island in Fiji named Nananu I Cake is still for sale on at least two websites. And then they list the websites you can go and see for yourself.
Yep.
Despite the project's website claiming that it has secured a, quote, island purchase agreement, unquote. Well, that's bad sign number one.
Yeah.
Right? If they're going to claim that they're under agreement to buy this thing and then the thing is still for sale.
So it sounds like what maybe happened is that they did have a purchase agreement, but this almost sounds like, okay, well, let's get dot our I's and cross our T's so that when we end up in a courtroom, you know, we can at least say, well, we weren't lying, right? Mm. But it sounds like manipulation from the beginning.
So then there's also the island's small size compared to their grandiose plans. It's just 600 acres or less than one square mile. Or eyebrow-raising tweets. When one Twitter user asked Cryptoland what the age of consent would be, Cryptoland's Twitter account replied, "Mental maturity should be more than enough." One thing that's for certain, though, is that
CryptoLand
is selling NFTs. They feature the video's talking Bitcoin mascot and fall into two types of NFTs. King CryptoLander NFTs that cost 319 Ethereum, which at the time of this writing was just over $1 million worth of Ethereum.
So what's up with people selling NFTs and just setting a price? That's so weird to me. Just auction them like... You know, like Melania, she was like, I'm selling 300 pictures of my eyes for $100 each.
That's well, Melania is now doing an auction. So she was setting the price. Now she's doing it differently. But you can do your NFT however you want.
I know, but it's just like, who's going to want to just buy that for $3 million or whatever you said?
One of the things I'm still not understanding is they're kind of implying that it's going to be a country, but at the same time, there's like no basis for that. They don't own the land. They don't have control over the land.
There's going to be some government gang that's going to claim.
Right. And that land, as I understand it, is protected land. So it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they can't even build on it, even if they did buy it. So whoever buys it, even Fiji, wouldn't be able to build on it.
Yeah, so don't see an asking price here, by the way, on this. So who knows what they actually want for this. I guess you have to, you know, be a serious buyer if they're going to tell you what this island costs. I'm looking on the real estate website. So the CryptoLander NFTs, I imagine they're selling, it says here they're only selling 60, so they're looking to raise $60 million worth of cryptocurrency in this case, and I presume that includes a lot, like that gets you a house or something like that, I don't know, like why else would you...
I mean, that's the implication from the video, for sure.
The remaining 9,940 of the NFTs will be standard CryptoLander NFTs that cost on average about $350 worth of Ethereum.
This has to be a scam because if it's only a mile one way and mile another way, how are people going to have their own houses all over it?
Well, I mean
they're not. It's what's the 60 properties they said, was it?
60 properties and there's 600 acres, so that's 10 acres per. I mean, that's plenty of room.
They said it was 1 square mile.
Sure, but that's apparently 600 acres.
That's quite a bit. I mean, that's still quite a bit of space.
To give you an idea, the property that we're on right now is a tenth of an acre. So there's room. I mean, you know, presumably you're not going to get 10 acres, right? Like you're going to get it, like, let's say an acre or something like that. And that still leaves plenty of room for a restaurant and a, you know, working area or whatever the things they were talking about.
And again, I mean, a lot of this is kind of misleading. So it might really be a, you know, an apartment in a condo building or something like that if it were to come to exist.
Hmm.
Yeah, they certainly don't have, you know, real clear plans here. But the CryptoLand said in a statement responding to the waves of criticism, quote, we've been victims of what seems to be a planned attack to harass, vilify, and twist our work. We condemn all the false information and false accusations being spread about CryptoLand and invite those who are truly interested to make their own research and politely ask us if they want to know anything about this amazing project. However,
what's the age of consent?
They didn't respond to Motherboard's request for comment to this story. And that's not it. There's another one called Satoshi Island. We'll tell you more about that one on the way. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. Will any of these things actually come to...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The cryptocurrency projects that may be taking over an island, or maybe they're total scams from top to bottom. That is something you do need to be aware of in the world of cryptocurrency. It is not, you know, regulated by the government gang, and even if the government gang comes in and tries to regulate it, they still can't control it because it's out of their control, especially things that are outside of their physical jurisdiction. In fact, interestingly, one of the details I didn't mention yet about this is that apparently CryptoLand, if you try to buy one of their NFTs, you have to certify you're not a U.S. citizen in order to do that. Which is interesting.
Which is funny because I think the people that are selling it have, I forget how they're doing it exactly, but they're people who, like, I guess work for them, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
They're U.S. citizens and they're not allowed to actually partake, but they've all signed this agreement or something to that effect.
Hey, Chris knows a lot more about this story than he let on.
Yeah, you've looked into this deeply.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you look into their competitor, Satoshi Island?
No, I don't know. I don't think I know anything about that.
Sounds like Yoshi Island.
It might be probably not as fun, but who knows? It's another crypto utopia, according to Vice, supposedly in the works, featuring a 32 million square foot island, which sounds large, but it's really only 1.1 square miles, so about the same size.
Wait, how is that the same size as 600 square?
It was 600 acres, and this is 32 million square feet, so I guess that's a similar amount.
I thought you had said 32 million acres.
Yeah, I don't know how many foot there are in an acre off the top of my head. But anyway, 1.1 square miles in Vanuatu, an archipelago of islands between Australia and Fiji. So in the same region of the world. It's slightly larger than CryptoLand, but has substantially less information available about it. Its website states that the island is owned by Satoshi Island Limited, but there's no information on who runs the company or how beyond a team section listing some individuals involved. It also claims to have a, quote, green light from the Vanuatu Ministry of Finance and all approvals in place, unquote. Motherboard reached out to various Vanuatu offices to confirm this, but has not heard back. Satoshi Island told Motherboard they have owned the island for some years, but when asked about the company's ownership, said, quote, some of the public team and advisors have legal control of the company, and then pointed them at the team section of their website. Running the master planning and development process is James Law Cybertecture, a Hong Kong architecture firm animated by the belief that, quote, our work can alleviate suffering for all segments of society, unquote. While the founders and main backers are obscure.
How can you do that with 1.1 square miles?
Well, you're not going to help most of society, but you'll certainly be helping the wealthiest crypto.
It brings up my same issue I have with Mark's idea to move to an island. Just how would living on an island, owning a lot of crypto and living on an island, make your life better? I think you'd really quickly be like, oh, I'm sick of this crap.
You'd get bored because there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I'd go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you live in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I go crazy, and it's way bigger than an island, and I am attached to other places I can go to, and I still go crazy.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, you can leave islands, though. It's not like you're stuck on an island, and most of the people do for, like, all sorts of reasons, like medical and, you know.
Then you immediately are away from all of the reasons that are supposed to be so great that you moved to this island. You're all
you
of a sudden subject
to Keene,
to
right?
Honduras.
And you can still leave Keene for, you know, anytime you want, just about.
Yeah, but, like, say I moved to Mark's Island off of Honduras, and I'm there because I wanted to live in a freedom-friendly world, whatever. But anytime I wanted to go to an actual shopping center, I had to go to Honduras and be subject to all their crazy laws and
or kidnapping.
So I think you have some valid points to be made. And one of the problems with these sorts of projects is scale, right? Mm-hmm. You got to start with a group of people willing to do it. It's one of the reasons why I think the Free State Project was actually kind of successful. It's because people said, yes, I'm willing to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And put their name out there in front of it.
20,000 people.
Right. And I think it's been successful. But at the same time,
we weren't asking people to move to the middle of nowhere. I mean, it is rural
right,
in New Hampshire,
right.
But you can still live in a city and have
right.
like city amenities.
So like, and this is the thing. Like, I think if you were going to try to do something like that, I mean, number one, I think you would need to do something similar, right? Because there's no way anybody's going to move to a place without jobs, without you know, all of these things. So you'd have to effectively start migrating people kind of all at once, you know, and have it planned out to some degree, I think, you know, in order to really make anything work. So,
yeah, I mean, you're definitely right, Bonnie. This sort of this is a pretty big commitment for anybody that's actually, if it really is real, like we're presuming
yeah.
that one of these isn't a scam and is actually going to go forward and people are actually going to live there. I think that it's probably true that a lot of them are going to travel. Like, they're not targeting, you know, the average working Joe. They're targeting people who have a lot of money and who can afford to buy a chunk of an island, basically. And so those are the kinds of people who are probably already jet-setting types of folks. They're probably already flying around on, you know, private jets from
yeah.
place to place, things like
Dubai,
that.
Dubai, you know. They're private islands.
And so this would be a place where they would call this home, but they would still likely travel elsewhere. And then if this is their home, then theoretically that would mean whatever the laws are about cryptocurrency in whatever place they are would be the ones that would count, right? Like that's why the Bitcoin City idea in El Salvador is going to be attractive, because the El Salvadoran government is claiming we're not going to have an income tax. We're not going to have a capital gains tax. And when it comes to the Bitcoin, the Bitcoin masses, so to speak, many of whom have become very, very wealthy over time, these people want to avoid capital gains tax quite a bit.
Mm.
And the idea behind a capital gains tax, as I understand it, is that if you buy a thing at a low value and then you sell that thing at a higher value later, the government wants to take like 30%.
It's insane.
Yeah, so you can understand why someone would want to possibly change their physical location to avoid that. If they had a lot of Bitcoin and then they wanted to sell that Bitcoin, they wouldn't want the government to take 30% of that. So the idea is to find a jurisdiction, a political jurisdiction somewhere on the planet that's more friendly. Now, whether or not you have to move to an island somewhere to find that, I don't know. And I don't know what kind of arrangement, if any, if presuming these are legitimate, and it doesn't sound like they necessarily are, what kind of arrangement do they have with Fiji or Vanuatu as far as their tax laws?
And there's another issue here. Why wouldn't you just get a passport from a country and citizenship in a country? Because those are already programs that exist and
they
don't require you to buy. Well, I mean, sometimes they do require you to buy land, but frequently you can just buy them outright. So buy the citizenship outright and buy the passport outright, and therefore
not have to buy an NFT.
Right, and it might be $200,000 as opposed to $1 million, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What's your objective, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. St. Kitts is one of them. But there's, I believe, several countries in the world where you can pay upwards of $500,000, and I don't know what the cheapest one is out there. It's not something that I've spent much time researching, but yeah, that exists. And in the case of St. Kitts, I think you have to buy land or something. I think you don't just give them $400,000. I think you might be able to buy some land for that, but and actually have something besides just a passport.
Yeah,
but
sometimes
I'm not sure.
Sometimes it's an investment in the country. Yeah. Other times it's land. Sometimes,
like opening a business or something.
Yeah, sometimes
like
it's just you can buy it outright for, you know, a certain amount of money. And there's different advantages to different countries where you can buy citizenship, basically. So it kind of depends on, you know, what you're – because some passports will give you access to certain other countries, whereas other passports won't.
Aren't
so if
useful.
You
yeah.
surrender your U.S. citizenship, you're going to want to make sure that it's with a – you then have citizenship in a
useful
country where you can still travel. So –
let's see here. According to the story here, while the founders and main backers are obscured, the Satoshi Islands Law Group, the Cybertexture Group, is held up as one of the public faces in press releases and on the site, which promises to design the island according to his vision. Quote, modular development is the future of city building. Instead of decades, they will be completed in a few short years, reads one quote from the architect prominently emblazoned across a website. What does that mean? Well, his designs feature modular units that can be, quote, combined and placed into hundreds of positions to create unique homes, apartments, amenities, and offices. Imagine see-through shipping containers with softer edges. To help pay for this, there will be two types of NFTs that, similar to crypto land, are not yet available. Citizenship and land NFTs. The citizenship section's first words are a disclaimer. Warning, quote, Satoshi Island citizenship NFTs have no relation to citizenship of Vanuatu. So you will still be considered a tourist unless you can become a citizen in Vanuatu. But I have heard, I think, that Vanuatu is one of those countries that will sell it to you, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So there may be a way to accomplish
that. So you have to pay more than $1 million?
So you'd have to pay for whatever they're asking for these as-of-yet unminted NFTs. So I don't think we actually know what Satoshi Island is going to be charging for theirs at this point. Very, very speculative. if you're interested in this, though, maybe you've been following it closely and you want to disagree. You think this is not a scam. You've already dumped some money into it, so you're already feeling invested. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll get into Germany, where a newspaper has apologized for their coverage during COVID, and also they might be banning Telegram. You can also share your thoughts here on Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.